Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, let's get underway. Happy Father's Day to all of you dads that are out there. Hopefully it will be a wonderful, wonderful special day for you all. Having been on vacation for the last week, I absolutely love greeting everybody on a... Hopefully it's a beautiful and delightful Saturday morning to you this Father's Day weekend, June 16th, 2012. Today we have a special guest with us on Saturday AM Live that has been with us several times before, and that makes it even more exciting because we can jump right into the meat of the issue. Last Saturday we were blessed to have Dave Johnson with us, and another fine gentleman that has been with Niken for two decades plus, going into your 21st or 22nd year now, Reed, I believe?
Yeah, 22, yep.
22. You probably have to pinch yourself to think, wow, that's, where did it go, right?
No doubt about it, no doubt.
Well, Reed Nelson has been a wellness consultant going into his 22nd year. I believe you told me a few weeks ago that you and Yvonne are getting when is your renewal date, your anniversary?
October 4th.
October 4th, okay.
Coming up.
So,
yep.
Exciting stuff has definitely happened. So, Reed, first of all, thank you for getting up this time of day on a Saturday when most Americans tend to feel like they're obligated or they have the need to sleep in and waste the day away, which has never been an option for me because my body wakes up early. as Dennis Williams says, you know, I wake up when I'm done sleeping.
And there you go.
On the nature rest sleep system, that's a wonderful thing to have. Reed, for the sake of people who have not had the opportunity or been blessed to hear your story or hear you in person, take us back to 22 years ago when you and Yvonne were kind of in a world of hurt, if I could use that phrase, of what life was like, and why Niken? Why? What was it that was so propelling or compelling to you? And when you were first introduced to Dave Johnson via Clyde and Sandy Pack, and why did you say yes to this crazy company from Japan?
Well, let's see. Good morning, Vance.
Good
by the
morning,
way,
morning.
I just programmed my mind to be on Eastern time today, so it was actually 10 o'clock, so there you go. I feel like
that makes it easier to get out, to roll out of bed.
It does. It really does. Anyway, well, you see, roll back the clock. 22 years ago, almost to the month. It was actually in August, 22 years ago. And I was just getting to get my physical life back in order and kind of hit the wall with stress and anxiety in January of the year 1990. And in August of 1990, 22 years ago almost, I started feeling a lot better. Lights came back on, so to speak, and I was actively looking for something to do. I mean, I'd gotten a part-time sales job so I could make some money and, you know, stuff like that. But I was looking for cash flow quickly, but I wasn't really looking for a job. I'm not much of a job guy, as you know. And so I was actively looking for something. I was praying for something to come into my life. And in fact, as I remember, just like it was yesterday, getting on my knees, as you know how certain things work, and it was amazing. 2 weeks later, the phone call came from Dave, asked me if I'd take a good look at the Niken thing, and I told him no, and hung up on him, basically. It was kind. I wasn't rude about it. He said, no thanks, Dave, not interested, click, you know. And 2 weeks after that phone call came, the call came from Clyde Pack, and Clyde wanted me to look at the numbers. He said, I know you may not want to do this or whatever, but he said, you know, I thought they were both nuts, personally. You know, network marketing magnet beds. How exciting is that? Jeez. You know, go back 22 years, what was a magnet bed? You don't want to hear anything like that. But anyway, so I said to Clyde, yes, sure, I'll take a look. And I did. We looked at the product. We did our due diligence. We listened to some tapes that he sent over, which were really quite poorly done. But I did listen because I promised I would. And then I got my curiosity up, and I looked at the business opportunity, looked at the products, kicked the tires, tried some things, and in October of 1990, we threw our hat in the ring. And it's the absolute best decision we've ever made in our lives, no doubt about that. We attacked it full tilt. You know, the one thing that we did have going for us, number one, was we had tons of regular business experience because Yvonne and I have been in business for ourselves since we had started our first business when we were 22 years old. And, you know, I'm now 23, as you know.
So, yes, exactly.
Now I'm 60. And so we've been in pretty much a life in business our whole adult life for ourselves, and I wasn't looking for a job, you know. And that was very helpful because we knew a lot of people. We had a lot of customers from our past business experiences and business associates and a lot of acquaintances. We had a big list of names. You want to find people like us that have and know a lot of people. It doesn't hurt that we were in network marketing 15 years before this either because we didn't really have anybody there to teach us much about the product. But we did know quite a bit about network marketing because we were raised in network marketing, so to speak, by some diamonds in Amway. And so we were... And we learned from some of the best there was, you know, literally. And so we could jump in, and we just went after it with a big list of names and with our network marketing experience and just went and did it, you know, and learned the product as we went. We weren't hung up on how it worked. We just knew that it would, you know. And,
Reed, you said something now twice that I was hoping you would mention this because that I think our culture today is at a crossroads, so to speak, of not really being job people. I know that more and more companies and corporations are not hiring people to work as in a job, but more in the realm of consulting so that people have the luxury of, if they want to, working from home or working literally full-time on the road as a consultant. And that concept of job, of commuting to work, even though there's still, that's the majority, that's the driving force of the employment or the wage earners today, but there are more and more people that have come to the point of being disillusioned with that, and you said for both you and Yvonne, having business experience, that you were the type of individuals that we should be looking for, people that understand business, that are entrepreneur, that are self-starters. Here's my question. Do you feel today that the market is primed better with a downturn and the economic factors and all that and the housing industry and all these other things? Do you feel it's primed better even though there's not as much or people say it's harder because there's not as much cash flow or whatever?
You know, I think very, very much that you're on the when you were talking at the beginning there about, you know, we call that, you want to find people with batteries included.
Uh-huh.
You know, with as much things going for them as possible, you know. And the timing certainly is critical. I mean, you know, you can believe what you want to believe. The economy hasn't gotten a lot better out there. I don't choose to believe in recession. There's no recession in my house. I don't want one. And I think that's personal choice a lot of the time. We get wrapped up in... you know, the whole news and media thing, and oh my gosh, the sky is falling. But the sky does not have to fall where you live. You know, it's a personal choice. You can participate in that. The fact is, you may have a job that got cut out. You may be a part of that, you know, in reality. But you can choose to make it, you know, you can make a decision to stop that and to go do something about it. And that's the kind of people we're looking for. You know, they don't have to have, you know, massive years of business experience, although it wouldn't hurt, you know. But I'm looking for people who will make a decision, you know, to make a change in their life. If they're already doing really well, but they really don't like what they're doing, let's change that to something they do like doing, you know. If they're a little down on their luck, let's change that too. Everybody's welcome. We want them all. But obviously, if you can find people that have some business experience and some network marketing experience and are still open to it, we should talk to them. Absolutely.
And those who don't have that network marketing experience or business experience, maybe our work's cut out a little bit more for us because we get the opportunity to help them. For most of us, we didn't come to it like where you and Yvonne were, or like my parents were, you know, with 14 years of experience prior with another company. This is our first rodeo, so to speak, in the network marketing industry. So it takes a bit of time, and I love what one of your leaders, Jeff Van Blarkum, said. You know, you got to become a student in this industry. Give it 5 years to really, you know, wrap your brain around this thing, because it's different. Even though it's the same as how products are and goods and services are moved around our culture, it's different when you eliminate the majority of those people and you go directly from the manufacturer to the end user. And that's, and Nikan is one of the truest definitions of that, that there's got to be we've got to be willing to be a teacher or a coach and mentor to help people understand or connect them to the people that can do that if we're not able to do it ourselves. I know that a lot of people look at you and Yvonne's success and they say, well, you guys are just more focused on the business, and yet living in the same, you know, city as you are, I see you on a weekly basis, and I know that, you know, that couldn't be further from the truth. That may be a personification that it's business, 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 that's all you guys do. Yet you cannot do Nikan as a business without the solutions that Nikan has provided. And you've seen some amazing things happen, just not only in your own family, but people that you've introduced Nikan to that probably had no intention, and even today have no intention on, or even sharing it with anybody else, but that didn't stop you from sharing what Nikan had with them. And I'm thinking of several people that you know from church, stories that you've shared in the last few weeks and months of people. So I don't want to contradict anything that you said, that, you know, that personification can be out there, that, you know, well, that you're only successful because only all you ever do is talk to people about the business. No, you talk to them about Nikan.
Well, yeah, you can't have one without the other. You know, you see me do this, and I always talk about the Mona Lisa, Love Lisa. The last couple of years I have had this little presentation I do when I sit down. People take that, you know, a minute, 2 minutes tops, and it's just a matter of, you know, you see this beautiful picture called the Mona Lisa. They say it's beautiful. I see things. I think she's quite mediocre. You've heard me say that. Well, anyway, she's worth millions and millions of dollars, right? And but if you took her face out of that, you'd have a head with hair on it. You'd have nothing left. You'd have a worthless piece of canvas. So in order for you to get the full-on value of the Mona Lisa, you've got to see the whole picture. And the same thing goes with Nikan. In order to get the full front-on value of Nikan, you've got to see the business, but you've also got to see the product. You know, if you have the business only and no product, you got a head with hair on it. If you have a product without the business, you got a head with hair on it. So my whole thing is we need to show the whole picture and then allow people to decide where they want to be within that picture, because that's not our decision, it's theirs.
Mm-hmm. And looking ahead, and I want to spend a bit of time on this, you and I believe it's Dennis Estes and Tony Scoma, and I know there's probably others that are spearheading this. One of the ways that we can paint a more vivid picture, our own version of a Mona Lisa, and putting the picture of the vision of Nikan onto canvas, is through gatherings. You know, we in Portland every week, we've been gathering now for several months at a restaurant and getting away from the hotel or in-home meeting. And we're just simply trying it. We haven't perfected it by any means. It's always fun showing up at the restaurant and they say, oops, we forgot to put you guys in your meeting room. And, you know, that always makes it fun and challenging. Tough to do a presentation on a screen in the middle of a restaurant. It's very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very uncomfortable for the other restaurant
people. Awkward for sure.
Yes. So we're still navigating and figuring that out. We none of us are ever going to become perfect. However, what we always do is something that I learned from Dave Stoltzfus years ago, that we take people from gathering to gathering and from, you know, rank to rank or position and to position. And from gathering to gathering, one of the ones that I know you are really, really excited and jazzed about is, correct me if I'm wrong here, you're referring to it as a virtual expo or virtual conference?
Yes.
What are we? Okay,
virtual expo. Yep.
Okay. So talk about that. And this is something that not just a select few can tap into, but if you've got a computer, Shazam, Elmo, boy howdy, we can plug into this. So
absolutely.
How did this come about, and where's this thing going to go?
Well, we had Yvonne and I had a conversation after the Royal Alliance event in Orlando last month, and it was about the idea that whenever we have phenomenal growth, it seems like we're having, you know, 4, 5, 6 events a year. There's always something, you know, you're building one event to the next event, to the next event, and there's always something going on, you know. And having we've had that thing in Orlando, that event, for years and years and years, and every year in either April or May, and it works out really, really well. The company has the convention coming up in October. So we got those two big events we shoot after. In the middle, it just seems like it's too long. You know, it's too many months in between. You know, Dennis and Ruth do their expo thing up in the Seattle area every quarter. And some people do it the quarterlies, but I say, we got to get back to quarterly events. And so we thought, why don't we fill in the off quarters when there's nothing going on between the two big ones? And I said, and we started talking about that. And then Dennis said, why don't we just do one every quarter? Anyway, if people aren't paying anything, or very little, you know, $5 maybe, something like that total, there's no travel, there's no hotels, if they're just plugging in, why don't we do it every quarter? And actually make it even more available than that, even if possible. And so we got thinking about it, and I flew down to Utah, I don't remember, about a month ago now, And we spent a few days talking to companies and doing things with companies that actually do virtual things, you know, at a very high level. And we made a decision to do this. And so on July 21st, just a short 1 month away from now, about 5 weeks from now, we're going to host the first ever virtual expo. And we have the capabilities of actually having 8 live locations. So 8 locations would actually be live. We're only going to do 4 because the first one's kind of an experiment, of course. And we're going to do 4. We're going to have live locations here in Portland, which, by the way, I got to get to work on that. The location, I mean, doing it will be a piece of cake, but the location we got to find. So anyway, Portland, Oregon, where we live, and then Salt Lake City area, where Tony and Dennis and Brody Craney live, in that area, and then Orlando, Florida, and then in the Bay Area, down in San Francisco. And we'll broadcast live from there, from those 4 locations. We're going to do the expo from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Probably only an hour or so, hour to an hour and a half, will actually be live broadcast out to all the locations. And we can have up to 250 locations besides the live locations at one time, at this point
wow.
in time. And so we're looking for people to have sponsor expos in their local areas, in their homes, so more than one person can watch it, you know. We can get small groups all over the place. We could literally have 250 expos going at one time.
Now, when you say 250 live locations, this is not somebody sitting in their home watching it on their laptop or on their computer. This is an actual live location that's going to be feeding into the group, or explain that term.
Well, it could be. When I say live, the only live locations, actually participating locations, would be those 4. Everybody else will be watching, okay? They will be live. They will be watching it live. And, yes, it could be done from a laptop, or you could plug a USB into your back of your big-screen TV, and you could put it up on a big screen for a group of people in your home, which is what we want people to do. So it's not one. It's not 250 people watching it. It's 250 locations watching it.
And what are – yeah, no, it makes perfect sense to me. So you can have up to 250. So we really want to encourage people to group up, so there's not just one person saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit and watch that, you know, on my latest Verizon 4G phone, you know,
right.
with a little 3-inch screen. I'm going to be watching it while I'm walking the dog or whatever. That's not – we want people to actually dedicate this half of a day. Give us some of the schematics of – a 3-hour event, a 4-hour event. What is it that if we've never been to a virtual event like this that's being satellite fed in, what is it that we can expect from this?
Well, the first hour will probably be, and I say probably, the format's not totally set yet. We're still working on that. The first hour will be done by the local people. So you might want to get together with somebody, because it's 9 to noon Pacific time, 3 hours. So be done by the noon hour or so. If you're back east, be done by 3, just noon to 3, whatever. It's wherever you're located. We envision the first hour being done by local people. So you may even might want to have like a little luncheon if it's in the home. Might have a little lunch and some testimonials, maybe some recognition, things like that. And then the second hour, the live feed begins. Okay? So in the second hour, that would begin, and you would watch the four locations do their presentations, because there'll be four presenters, one in each location, plus the company. It's called Bojabi, B-O, kind of like Mr. Bojangles, Bojabi, B-O-G, B-O-J-A-B-I-E. They will actually come on and actually make a short presentation to everybody and actually how this is being done, so other people can participate in it if they would like. Because this is going to be open to everybody. If there's like any line of sponsorship, doesn't matter to us, we don't care, everybody, you know. So they will do a short presentation on how it's actually working and how it can be best done by everybody in the future. And that'll be in the second hour, plus you'll have presentations from all four of the live locations. And that'll probably go, like I say, from an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half, then the last hour back to the local location. So this first one will be pretty well kind of a split, what do we call it, split participation. Some from the live feed, some from the local area.
And for people, so again, give us the date for those of us who missed it already.
It's July 21st, and July 21st, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. So 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. And if you're interested in this, Vance, we're going to give you, obviously it's a ways off yet, and it's going to be fairly simple for those plugging in. All they're going to have to do is have a link, hit it, boom, you're there. They won't have to have separate. This is not like a WebEx. They should not need a separate telephone number. So just click into a link that we send out, and it'll be turn it on, and bang, there it'll be.
It's very similar to what Mary Dean has been doing up in Seattle for the events that have been taking place once a quarter, and several people that I know are on the line were able to tap into Dr. Ken Howiak and Dr. Naidu's presentation, because she was streaming it live. You just went to that website. There was no, again, no major access portal. You just click and boom, you were there, and it was equivalent to being right there. And, you know, when you and I were talking about this, I flashed back to a men's conference that I went to years ago where they were first discovering how to use technology of this nature. And I was at an event with 40,000 men in a stadium, and I don't remember where I was. I've been to so many, you know, large events like this. But they tied us into another event that was happening at the same time clear across the country with another group of 30, 40, 50,000 men. And so the two of us were synced together, and I'll tell that for me, it was one of those experiences that I'll never, ever forget. And I had both my brothers and my father, we were all there together, and we'll never forget that, because it was so powerful bringing all those people together. Now, obviously, on on this date next month, of July 21st, it's not going to be the masses of, you know, 100,000 people all at once. It could very well develop that. We're hoping for that in the future. But this is just the inaugural, the start of it. And there's something magical that happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that, and that's just part of what gets me really pumped about this, because I know, as an example, 2 weeks ago there was an event going on up in Calgary, Canada, and Anna Grant McNabb, who you know, and Dr. Jim Buse, and Julie Tara were up there doing this meeting. And evidently on a Friday night they did an in-home with all their leaders. And from what I understand, because I wasn't there, of course, it was an absolutely spectacular question and answer session with Julie Tara. And Jim says he's never been anything like that. It just turned out to be something really, really cool. And wouldn't that have been great if they had stream-fed that to a whole bunch of us at once?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it would have been available to us. What happens if you want to, you have new people, that you want to get involved in this, and they're down in California. You want them to be at your wellness preview, but they're in California. You're here. Oh, why not stream it live?
Mm-hmm.
Why not do? We can do so much with this that isn't being done now, which our growth can go much quicker, our exposure to more people, our training. There's a lot to this, and I'm very excited about getting started.
Well, and Dave Johnson mentioned last Saturday the story of Lena House, who mm-hmm. we've all heard this story about this girl who, when she was 11 years old, fell off of a roof, landed on her back on a pile of bricks, and her entire life she was literally had this condition of a back issue that never got relief until into her 60s. Someone introduced her to Nican, and she laid down on a sleep system and an hour later got up, and for the first time in all of her life prior to, you know, that back injury, was relief. I mean, pain-free. I mean, it was last October at the convention, I mentioned this last Saturday, is I met a gentleman that was there in that house when she was introduced to Nican. And hearing him tell the story, because he was there, he experienced it live. I mean, I got chills up and down my back. I mean, my spine, and just going, "Wow, really? I've only heard her story." But he said, "Oh no, I was there. I was there. It was just." And I thought, "Wow, that." And this is exactly when you shared this idea with me a couple weeks ago. I thought, "That's the power of being there live," and it. It's our responsibility to literally invite a few people, and I would encourage people right now that are hearing this for the first time is get that date pegged into your mind thinking, okay, let's network with a few other people, because if we want to be one of those 250 sites, let's set a goal, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, it doesn't matter to me what number you set, but say, hey, we can pull some people together, and don't just think about all the people who are already in. Okay,
it'll be great for guests. I mean, we're excited about this because, you know, people will be drawn to it just because of its uniqueness in the beginning here. You know, mm-hmm. It's the first time we've done it. It's the first time anybody's done it. And so people are going to say, now, first thing that's going to happen, Vance, you know, is we're going to get off this call. People are going to go, oh, how do I get on this? And where do I go? And emails will come and phone calls will come. Be patient because there's no links available to you yet. They won't be there for a few weeks because we're not even, you know, a ways off. We want you to calendar it now. Put it in the calendar, and Vance, you get emails from people. Just keep their names, and as soon as we have a link, we'll send it to you. We'll send it to others, and then we can download it to the different groups that way. And away we go. And I'm hoping we run out of space. That's my goal. Run out of space, and then we have to have 1,000 lines and 1,000 places to go. So it's going to be very, very fun. Very doable. And then that off times when we're not streaming live, you know, that's a time to have product testimonies and business testimonies and recognition and fun and games and food and whatever, you know. And if you're in an area where you've got a lot more people, you know, where you have 30, 40, 50 people, you might want to consider getting a hotel room and a big screen TV or a projector or something like we use and plug a USB port into that computer and boom, up you go.
It's very, very doable, and I think what the way our culture is, because, and again, you pointed this out when we were talking about it, is not everybody can jump on a plane. And there are, going back to what you had said at the very, very beginning of our conversation this morning, is that you and Yvonne were ripe, you were ready, you had business experience. Not everybody's going to jump on a plane a few days or a few weeks after being introduced to Nican and fly to an event, whether it be an event in Seattle or a Royal Alliance event or take in a bronze training. Not everybody's going to have the liberty to do that. But everybody, regardless of who they are, can come to something local within driving distance of them, of a gathering of people. And if 250 sites are open, that should bring, I mean, it within everybody's reach. They should not even have to drive more than a, you know, 20, 30 minutes at best, or maybe a little bit more. I mean, I'm thinking of people that are on the line right now in their demographic of their cities and their towns where they live and what it would take to pull a nucleus of a dozen or 25 or 50 people together. And the format that you're talking about, gathering around food, to start off, and then just sharing, maybe even doing a very simple presentation of what Nican is, but having lots of people share, and then going right into, because I know you well enough that this will be not a mundane live thing of, well, I'm really glad I'm in Nican. We've been doing this for 22 years. And
that's not my persona.
No, not at all.
This will be fun. Probably going to mess some things up, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be, the other thing, Vance, is that not only do we want to introduce it to people doing some things this way, but having the idea in mind that very, very soon down the road, I mean within weeks or months, to be able to have that power individually so that you as an individual can do these things right from your own home, from your own meetings, and have this duplication factor throughout all these individuals for a very, very minor price. So it's something we paid big money for licensing for will be available to other people for just, price of gas to a meeting.
Right.
To have the same power we have. So I'm pretty jazzed about what we could do with this, especially from getting exposure to guests with it. I'm very excited about that.
Reed, let's, in the few minutes that we have left, I want to have you address one topic, and that is the upcoming leadership conference in October. The floodgates were opened a few days ago, 16 days ago, for people to register. There is still room, according to what Pat Elkins had told me, that all 650 tickets have not been scooped up as of yet. And she also informed us that over 1,000 people in North America have already qualified to purchase those tickets based on what the qualifications were set. You and Yvonne have always been people of the nature of big events, and that's not, I want people to understand, it's not because of your background of working with Amway that it's, it's all about the hype and the hoopla and the rah-rah. That's not it at all, because Nican doesn't have those, especially a company-sponsored event. We don't have those, and I think of the Royal Alliance events and even the Team Diamond events from years ago, and what takes place at the Pathfinder Summit in Austin, what takes place in Seattle, Calgary, Chicago next weekend. These are not rah-rah events. This is where people can come and see the heart behind Nican. A leadership conference is different than a convention. And I want you to convey a sense of urgency, if I could use that phrase, of why it's imperative. If people are leaders and they're very serious about this as a business, why is it imperative that they be at this event in October?
Vance, leaders do what leaders do. And that sounds like a ridiculous statement to make, but it is what it is. This is a leadership conference. Part of this business, a major part of this business, is about the association factor, And I don't care if it's one day or a week. If you've got a chance to rub shoulders with top leaders in Nican, and you're qualified to do it, you're crazy not to do it. It's an amazing thing. I've heard people say, why would I want to go all the way down there for one day? Well, number one, you should go down there for the gold training if you haven't been through it. It's really good. You should go to HBM if you haven't been for wealth. You need a tune-up. It's like an oil change. You need to get your brains on right, There's things to do that's going to be fantastic. In the convention itself, the leadership conference portion of this, I should say, they're going to have all types of things, new products, and there's going to be so much introduced there, it's going to be insane. And why in the world would you not want to be there? See, this is a decision. When you decide to really build Nican as a business, there I am, talking about the business again, right? But that entails everything. It entails the commitments you make. And it's not, you don't make excuses because it's one day long. Because it isn't one day long. It's depending on what you make of it, okay? And so you made a decision to build this business and do whatever it takes to do that. This is part of that commitment. And for us, any time that we've made a commitment to do whatever it takes to do, we're committed to. I didn't say, well, not this time. That doesn't count. If you're really involved in Nican and you're qualified to do this, there's absolutely zero reason not to be there. You come up with all the excuses you want. I don't accept any of them. Because if you're qualified, you should want to be there. You don't need to be there. You should want to be there. Because this is going to be outstanding, and you're going to want to not miss anything. I don't want to get stuff secondhand, Vance. I want to get it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
then
I'm excited. Isn't there, there's a different energy when you're there, something in person, and when you got to tell somebody about it over the telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I know I've mentioned this before to people who are have been, you know, our regular listeners. Terry Latham, at the last convention in October, I remember the brief conversation I had with him Friday night at the President's Club reception, whatever that we call those things. The Black Tie Affair, and he said, "I'm ready to go home." I looked at him and I said, "Terry, the convention's tomorrow. It hasn't even started yet." He said, "That's okay. I saw the waterfall." And I said, "You what?" He said, "Well, I snuck into the display room and I saw it. I'm ready to go home." And the intensity in his eyes and his passion, he was so chomping at the bit to take it back and to deliver it to his people because he'd experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, I got what I needed. I'm excited. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't imagine, Vance, why would any leader not want to be there? It's beyond me because you make a commitment, you make a decision to build this business, then in my opinion, you have to do whatever it takes, and that's part of it. So there isn't, I don't accept, I can't talk. I can't accept. I don't accept that from our group, leaders in our group. They make excuses. I say, well, that sounds like an excuse to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make excuses. Make plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no different with anything else in life. If you really want it, you do what it takes to make it happen and go get it. We do it for entertainment all the time, whether it's a concert or a sporting event. I've seen people stand in line for hours to see the premiere of a movie. I mean,
sure.
We all know people who are dedicated to something. So why not be dedicated, to something like this that's going to literally not only change our own life and our own future, but that of the people that we come in contact with. So,
well, listen,
again,
one more word on that, Vance. Be dedicated to your life, to your own life, the life of your family, because this will make long-term consequences in your life that are good.
Yeah.
Just make the decision. This is part of the bigger decision you've already made to build the business. Now back it up with whatever it takes.
Yeah. And that's really what it comes down to. It's our decision to decide what we want to do with it. The date again is July 21st.
Correct.
Correct? And
yep.
9 to noon Pacific Standard Time. Just be, again, as Reed said, be patient. There will be information forthright on how to make. What I would encourage everybody to do is what we started to do is figure out, number one, that you've got to make the decision to be there. Number two, who do you want to network with to pull it off? If you don't even know what a USB or a laptop or projector are, because there are some people like myself who are not as computer savvy as I need to be, you would laugh if you see what Denny and Char Rogers and Reed Nelson and Vance Rogers do on a Tuesday night. We literally, show up.
Where's that thing plug in at? Back when we couldn't get that thing to plug in a couple weeks ago.
And then when I see I say, "Dad, what did you do here? Why did you unplug all these cords?" "Well, I just couldn't figure them out. There was too many cords, and it just seemed like a mess to me." "Well, you unplugged everything." So if you're like us and you're not as tech savvy, find somebody who is, and say, "Hey, they're out there. There's a lot of tech geeks that just get excited for to help you out and show you what their great knowledge." Find somebody who is that could take a laptop or a computer and plug it into a big screen or a projector to make it big. That's the one thing. And Mom said this a few weeks ago. She said, "I can't continue to show people, especially if it's a group of people, I can't continue to show them the wake-up story, the Healthy Child, Healthy World video on a laptop or on my phone. It just does not convey the vision of what I want them to see. It's got to be on the big screen so they can read it," and that's exactly what that what we're talking about on the 21st. So figure out who you want to be there besides yourself and start thinking in that direction. It's a three-hour commitment of your time, and it'll be so well worth it because you're going to hear stories from people. You're going to hear training. You're going to experience things firsthand. And again, as Reed pointed out, other than the gas money to get there, you know, that's it. That's what it's all about. So Reed Nelson has been our guest. If you feel like there was should have been somebody on this call or you know somebody that you want to listen to what was shared this morning to get in the game, the website is www.saturdayamlive.com. And if you missed last week's interview, it was very lengthy. I will apologize up front. Dave got pretty excited, as Dave and only Dave can do. And man, there was a Reed. I'll tell you, I've never heard Dave share a wealth of so much network marketing 101 tips of really some of the nuts and bolts. And I think it was 52 minutes long, our phone conversation. So again, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. And you click and as I've said before, use that to as a reference point to a lot of great stories on there that you can email those links to people. So, Reed, thank you again. I appreciate
you
greatly, and looking forward to what's going to happen on the 21st. And so I'm going to bid everybody farewell. I will come back in a couple seconds here after we've wished everybody a wonderful Father's Day weekend. I got a couple announcements I do feel I need to share with you. So have a great Father's Day weekend. Thank you again, Reed. And we'll talk to everybody next Saturday morning.
Sounds great. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.